clauses. A clause is the smallest grammatical unit that expresses a complete thought or proposition. It may comprise of a subject and a predicate. There are two categories of clauses, namely independent clauses and dependent clauses. Independent clauses can stand on their own, even when connected with different clauses in the same sentence. They may express a complete thought and can stand alone as sentences. Dependent clauses cannot stand alone and are therefore not sentences. They are sentence fragments. A clause is also defined as a grammatical unit that contains a predicate, a subject, and a proposition. It is a group of related words that contain a subject and a predicate. A simple sentence contains one independent clause, while a compound sentence has two or more independent clauses joined by a conjunction. A complex sentence comprises of one independent clause and one or more dependent clauses. The three types of dependent clauses are adjective clauses, adverb clauses, and noun clauses. Adjective clauses are also called relative clauses. This topic deals with noun clauses. A noun clause is a group of words containing a subject and a finite verb of its own. It functions as a noun. Noun clauses begin with words such as why, what, where, that, whose, which, whether, and when. Noun clauses perform the following functions in a sentence. Subject of a verb, for example, what the minister did shocked the whole country. Something is the business. What is your business? Object of a verb, for example, Mary's friends didn't know that she couldn't dive. He said something. What did he say? Subject complement, for example, the girl's mistake was that they refused to follow advice. Object of a preposition, for example, I am not responsible for what Joseph did. Adjective complement, for example, everybody is sad that the kitten died.